This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Three incredible days of football. Two NFL, one college football national championship. Whew! Time to catch our breath a little bit. And on Monday also, the hammer drops on the Houston Astros. And I got to tell you, I was sleeping, of course, because that's what I do during the daytime. And I woke up at one point because I don't sleep extremely well. And so I woke up at one point and I checked my phone. I shouldn't be doing that, but I did. And I see the alert that indicates that baseball has suspended, banned both Jeff Luhnow and AJ Hinch for a year because of their role in the sign-stealing scandal that gripped the Astros over the last few months, but that we know now stretches back to 2017, both the regular season and the postseason, and then on into 2018. So just then, seeing the year ban, I was stunned. Thankfully, I was able to go back to sleep. Sometimes when I see stories like that or I get an email that gets my brain working, I can't get back to sleep. So I get back to sleep and I wake up a couple hours later and then I see the alert that Jim Crane has gone one step further in response to MLB's punishments and penalties and Commissioner Rob Manfred releasing his 9-page report. The owner of the Houston Astros, he decides, nah, the one-year ban isn't enough.
Today, I have made the decision to dismiss AJ Hinch and Jeff Luhnow. We need to move forward with a clean slate, and the Astros will become stronger, a stronger organization because of this today. You can be confident that we will always do the right thing and will not have this happen again on my watch.
The owner of the Houston Astros firing both his GM and his field manager, which was the term over and over that Rob Manfred uses in his report. And also that's the terminology in the rule changes. So the rule book was amended when the replay review monitors were put in every clubhouse a couple years ago. Major League Baseball amended its rules to indicate that any use of technology to steal signs would result in harsh penalties. And in amending the rule book a few years ago, MLB specifically outlined, stated, it's in black and white, that the general manager and the field manager would be the ones held primarily responsible because of their leadership, because of their authority. They would be the ones who would take the fall. Now, this is a couple years ago, before we knew about the Astros and subsequently the Red Sox as well, using their replay room to decipher signals and steal signs. Rob Manfred, true to his word, is not messing around. And Jim Crane ends up firing both Jeff Luhnow and AJ Hinch. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We're live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. Millions of Americans finance the homes of their dreams with their help, and they can help you too. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. Many of you have already shared your opinions and your reaction to the Astros' big decision here, to the revelations about what was happening behind the scenes, the sign stealing, because Rob Manfred went through it all in his 9-page report. If you haven't read the report, 9 pages sounds like a lot. It's really not. It's actually really fascinating reading. If you're a baseball fan, it's not all like highly, you know, legal and technical language. It's pretty basic. It's clear that the commissioner, while he probably had some help in writing it, some of the legal stuff, it was also about his findings and about what he took away from the investigation. And he explains why there will be no penalties for players. He includes Carlos Beltran in that group because Beltran was a member of the 2017 World Series team. He does indicate that Beltran was very much involved in the sign stealing and the entire setup they had with the banging on trash cans and everything else. But he says because there were so many of the players that were involved in it, and because many of them are now on other teams, he's chosen not to discipline players, which means all of the responsibility and the weight falls on the shoulders of Luhnow and Hinch. So on Twitter, A-Law Radio, or on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence, I'd love to get your reaction. Before we hear more from Jim Crane, both Luhnow and Hinch released statements. And both apologized for not putting a stop to it. Now, according to the commissioner, while Luhnow was not in any way involved in what was happening in the dugout or on the field, there are emails that indicate he knew about it to some extent. So at some point, and the letter from Rob Manfred is not real clear about this, and I'm not sure he even cares to be clear about it. At some point, there were emails that were exchanged, and Luhnow may have resisted this idea and may have said something about how, you know, we shouldn't be doing that. But he never stepped in and put his foot down. And he obviously is AJ Hinch's boss. He could have made it very clear to Hinch and to the locker room, the clubhouse, this is not acceptable. And if you want to keep your job, well, then you best abstain from banging on trash cans to communicate whether or not an off-speed pitch is coming. So Luhnow, again, he knew about it. It was kind of peripheral knowledge. I don't think he knew what the system was and exactly how it worked. As for AJ Hinch, he knew exactly what was going on. The commissioner does indicate in his letter that Hinch tried multiple times to get that the monitor that they'd had. So they had a monitor affixed to the outside of their dugout for a while. And then because they thought, I guess there were people who were getting wise to it. There were players on other teams who were getting wise to it and wondering what was going on. They ended up moving it to kind of a portable monitor, which was on a table or somewhere inside the dugout. They also used the replay review room, which is not in the dugout, but is down in the clubhouse. So they used a variety of different methods to be able to steal signs. And then, as you know, and maybe you've seen some of the YouTube videos, they would bang on trash cans. They tried doing a bunch of different things, hand signals, whistles. They tried yelling, and eventually they settled on the trash cans. And the commissioner indicates that AJ Hinch very much knew what they were doing. In fact, twice, according to the commissioner, and this is what he revealed his investigation, Hinch actually broke the monitors. He smashed them. I doubt he used his fist and punched a hole in them, but maybe he took a bat to them. He actually broke them because he was distracted by it and didn't like it. And yet, he didn't say either, knock it off. Either stop doing it or get out. Either stop doing it or you're benched. And so Hinge knew it was happening. He didn't like it, but ultimately, he allowed it to continue. And for that, he apologized as well. I don't get that. If it were me and I was a manager who went far enough to actually take a bat or some other instrument to the monitors and broke them, and then my bench coach, Alex Cora is fingered over and over and over again. as being the one who was in fact orchestrating this entire sign-stealing system. I wish I had a dollar for every time Cora was mentioned in this 9-page report. That'd be a good little lunch. But if Alex Cora is my bench coach, again, back to AJ Hinch, and I have said to him, I've even broken the monitors and I've said to him, knock it off, this is ridiculous, and he kept doing it. Do you want to know what happened to Alex Cora? He'd be fired on his ass. I'm stunned by that. AJ Hinch didn't like it. He broke the monitors, and yet his bench coach and his players continued to do it. Now, it sounds like he was fairly wishy-washy about it. Eventually, he just got tired of dealing with it, so he let it go. Oh, no way. Absolutely not. If I tell you to stop doing something and you keep doing it, well, then you can go find yourself another job. So I'm really stunned by that. So that makes me wonder, again, the commissioner indicated that Hinch tried a couple times, but ultimately didn't draw the line. It makes me wonder whether or not he thought he could get away with looking the other way and pretending like it wasn't happening.
I have no knowledge of anything.
Yeah, right. Deny, deny, deny. But he's the one who pays the price. Not only is he out of a job, but he can't find another job in 2020. He's out of baseball until the end of the World Series this fall. But still, I hope he explains. He probably won't. We probably won't ever hear why, even though he wanted it to stop and guys continue to do it, that he didn't put his foot down. And maybe it's me. Maybe it's because I'd be too proud. Either way, Alex Cora is in line to feel the heat even more.
Everyone in New England is probably having a crappy day today.
Because Cora is the one who set it up. He's the one that the players worked it out with. I thought it was interesting, too, that Rob Manfred said at some point players were kind of, there were some players who were annoyed by it. But clubhouse culture, at least in Houston, anything goes. So baseball's ticked, wanted to send a major message. Rob Manfred's office hasn't yet completed the investigation into the Red Sox, which was something different. Now, theirs was from 2018. So 2017, we now have this cheating that casts a major shadow over the Astros World Series. And in 2018, there are allegations with Alex Cora that the replay review monitors were the ones that were being used to steal signs. Now, this is after the whole Apple Watch thing with the Red Sox that they already got punished for. But this is different. Rob Manfred expected that Major League Baseball teams, managers, bench coaches, players, GMs would take the rule amendment seriously. And the Apple Watch was kind of a warning. Okay, we're actually going to move on this if we find out that people are stealing signs with technology. And because the Astros didn't care and got caught by Mike Fiers, by the way, who outed them. And because the Red Sox have now gotten caught, the penalties are hefty. It's not just about the bans for Luhnow and Hinch and ultimately their firings. In addition to that, the Astros, who went from three consecutive 100 loss seasons to three consecutive 100 win seasons because of high draft picks, they have now lost their top, well, their first and second round draft picks in 2020 and 2021. That's how they built a World Series title. That's how they got to the point at which they have Carlos Correa and Jose Altuve and Alex Bregman. These guys were homegrown. They were built through the draft. And now here they are losing first and second round draft picks this year and next year. And Sure, Jim Crane is thrilled about this. A $5 million fine. Now,
listen, when I found out, I was very upset. You know, we want to be known as playing by the rules. We broke the rules. We accept the punishment. And we're going to move forward. It's very unfortunate.
I think Crane's embarrassed. He says we're trying to get rid of any stain on our organization. And even though earlier we were having this discussion in our newsroom and there was some debate about whether or not a billionaire cares about paying a $5 million fine, even if it doesn't matter to his pocketbook, do you really think this billionaire owner wants to be paying $5 million because two of his employees were breaking rules? Nah. Again, that bruises the ego, maybe more than it bruises the pocketbook. So is the 2017 title tainted? Jim Crane will give you his perspective, but I'd love to hear from you. Should Major League Baseball do anything about the 2017 World Series and the 18 World Series? What do you think happens to Alex Cora? Heavens, he's the guy who was responsible. He orchestrated the whole thing. Are the Red Sox willing to keep him as manager if they have to wait a year and a half, 2 years? You would think he would get at least a year ban. The Red Sox are likely going to get fined as well. They're the team that, theoretically, was going to trim payroll to get underneath that luxury tax threshold.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
I felt that with what came out in the report, they both had responsibilities, Jeff running the baseball operation and overseeing AJ and all of those people associated with that, and AJ on the bench and was aware. If you read the report, it's pretty clear. AJ didn't endorse it, and neither did Jeff. Neither one of them started this, but neither one of them did anything about it, and that's how we came to the conclusion.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Houston Astros owner Jim Crane, they weren't responsible for it, but they didn't stop it. They didn't start it, but they didn't finish it. And that ultimately is why they are fired, not just banned from baseball for the next year. I kept thinking about the Bible verse, to whom much is given, much is required. These guys are in positions of authority. And while it wasn't their fault that there was a sign-stealing system that was taking place, they're responsible, and they should own that. It comes with making the big bucks. It comes with having your name on the marquee. It comes with the title and the position and the power. And I am especially disappointed in AJ Hinch. And I was ranting about it last segment. If it were me, I'd be ticked that I told my bench coach and players to knock it off and they didn't listen. But ultimately, I have viewed him as a man of integrity. And he mentions the word integrity in his statement and his apology. You could imagine that he would do it differently if he had the opportunity. But that's the thing. 162 games in the 2017 season. Postseason games all the way through a game 7 of the World Series. He had so many chances. This wasn't a mistake. It was a conscious choice to look the other way. That, to me, is a lack of integrity. As much as I'm a fan of AJ Hinch, I just don't look at him the same. This wasn't a one-time thing. It happened over and over and over and over again. How can you not think the World Series title is tainted? Except you ask the owner, Jim Crane, and he doesn't believe it is.
I think absolutely not. I think, you know, we've had a very good team for a number of years. Before 17, we were turning the corner. 18, 19, we have a very good team on the field this year. You know, I think we'll have a great season. Got a lot of great players still. I don't think it taints it.
It doesn't matter if you have good players. I mean, lots of teams have good players. But they apparently thought that good players wasn't enough. Otherwise, they wouldn't have been cheating. They didn't rely on their good players. Now, can I just clarify here for a second? Of course there are other teams that are stealing signs. Of course. It's not like the Red Sox and the Astros are the only two teams of the 30 in Major League Baseball who figured out how to use the replay review monitors and other technology to steal signs. I get it. Just like in the NFL, I'm pretty confident the New Orleans Saints weren't the only teams that ever used bounties. But if you get caught, you have to pay the price. Especially when Major League Baseball specifically amended the rule book to include that you were not allowed to use technology. And therein is the point that I think a lot of people aren't getting. Yes, sign stealing happens. It's an age-old element to the game. When I played softball, we stole signs as best we could. We tried to see the patterns that the other coaches and managers were putting down. We tried to steal them if we were on second base. When you watch the catcher put a sign down, of course. That is part of competition. Tipping pitches. If you're getting into a rhythm and a pattern where you're tipping pitches, well then yes, the opposing batters can use that. The difference is there's no technology involved. And that's where Major League Baseball drew the line. Baseball's not saying you can't steal signs. Baseball understands. And when I say baseball, I mean the commissioner and the front office. They get it. To me, that's part of gaining competitive edge. If you can take advantage of your opponents playing fast and loose with their signs. Technology is where they're drawing the line. And of course, they had to address it because of replay review monitors, because guys are wearing, well, they're not supposed to be having their phones, but because guys are wearing Apple Watches, because there's technology everywhere. Because it's all over the stadiums, not just for broadcast purposes, but fans have got phones. Fans have got technology. It's everywhere. In our high-tech world, it's not about the sign stealing. That's not even considered cheating. It's the technology. And Major League Baseball made it very clear that was not going to be tolerated. And it's taken a while, but it certainly caught up with the Astros as well as with the Red Sox. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4227. As soon as we get through the update at the bottom of the hour, we will take all of your phone calls. So now what? No general manager, no manager. They've been ousted from the Astros organization. Jim Crane, what do you do now?
We'll quickly look for someone to manage the team as soon as we get out of here today. Certainly we have possibilities internally. We'll also look outside. The baseball operation, I will oversee. We have a number of capable guys that can run that operation. A number of them were interviewed for GM spots, one in particular. And so we'll sit down today and start working on that and move as quickly as we can.
On Twitter, A-Law Radio, Steve says, I feel like the Astros should have gotten a postseason ban of at least a year also. I hadn't even considered. There's no way they go back and strip the World Series. You can't vacate a World Series title, and you're not going to give it to the Dodgers. And the Dodgers don't want it that way anyway. As much as Cody Bellinger has come out publicly and said, hey, we did it the right way, that's Bush League. You can't take the title from one team and give it to another. It is tainted. It does have an asterisk. And I hadn't considered a postseason ban. Certainly, the punishments that baseball handed down are going to make a major impact. But I'm disappointed for the city of Houston, for the region that so desperately needed this and rallied around this team. It was a healing salve. This World Series run brought hope and joy, lifted up the entire region that was dealing with Hurricane Harvey and the devastation and the disturbing wake that Harvey left. And so I'm so sad for the fans who held this up as this incredible moment in their lives, but also it kept them going. And I know this because I talk to a lot of people in Houston. My mom lives there. So having traveled to the city, spending time with people after they won the World Series, the stories I heard about how this was their hope. This is what kept them going, knowing there were postseason games and they were so excited about it. And so I'm wondering how Houston Astros fans feel. And some of you I've heard from. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page. After Hours with Amy Lawrence, we'll get to your calls, 855-212-4227.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Astros lead 5-1. Pitch on the way. Ground ball right side into the shift to his left. Altuve has it in short right. Throws to first. And the Astros are 2017 World Series champions.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
I feel really badly for the broadcast team even. And that was the final call. Such a celebrated World Series, too. And now it feels like not a waste because I enjoyed it in the moment. But knowing what I do now, knowing what we all know now, that the players and coaching staff set up this whole elaborate system to use video monitors to steal signs all the way through the regular season and the playoffs, it just feels different. Robert Ford and Steve Sparks, both amazing broadcasters, guests on this show. I think about Jeff Blum, who's a former Astro, who's part of the TV coverage. We love having him as well. And we did reach out to him. He said he was buried, and we're hoping that we can get him on the show sometime this week to talk about what is now the ouster of both the GM and the manager. But think about the assistant GM, Brandon Taubman, who, by the way, has also been suspended. He was fired by the Astros previously, but he's also been suspended by baseball for a full year. What a disaster. What an embarrassment for their leadership. How can it not change how you think about what seemed to be such a magical, incredible run, a run full of destiny for the Astros? And think about it. They won a 7-game series. Remember a couple of games, at least one. Game 5 went into extra innings. I remember it was a Sunday night and we were here and it was already, it was going into deep into extras and we were already on the air. It was that close against the Dodgers. What if they're not stealing signs? And that's the part we'll never know. They actually changed the way they were stealing signs during the course of the season because they felt like they needed it to be more effective. This wasn't just something they did kind of mindlessly. All right, let's see if it helps us every now and then. No, this was a concerted effort to cheat. An organization-wide effort. Rob Manfred actually says in his letter, there are too many players to name. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4227. Let's talk to John, who's in Pittsburgh. Welcome to After Hours.
Hey, Happy New Year.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks. It's kind of a quick two-part deal. So they were getting this from the center field camera and onto the monitors, and then from there, I'm not sure how it was done. And then two, their individual MVPs or whatever they got for those series, I think individually as players, it should be, I mean, it's just so many avenues you can go down. I think it's a complete disgrace. I know pitchers do stuff with stuff the ball and make it harder and things like that, cork bats, but this is a widespread, and I'm just so disappointed.
Are you an Astros fan, or are you just disappointed for baseball in general?
Well, I used to work for the Pittsburgh Pirates, and I don't want to go into too much, but I was in the actual clubhouse, and I got to see, I know what the room is that they look, they would look at previous games, the media room, and I guess with technology, like you said, it was just like that one girl golfer, and they can get so much info from different angles and the technology that's out there. She put the little thing behind the golf ball, but and misplaced it or was doing it to the side. I don't know, but that I just baseball, the integrity of it, and then how long after do you think they were going after the World Series? What about the next year and the next year? How do you know that that wasn't being done?
No, the report actually talks about it. Yes, they were still doing it in 2018. Players who were, so the commissioner's office interviewed players as well as people who were part of the organization. And they've, you know, they've got evidence and they've got people, witnesses who are saying it was still happening in 2018, though at some point it was discontinued because they felt like it wasn't actually, it wasn't actually helping them anymore. So it was occurring during 2017 regular season and playoffs, which is when they won their historic World Series, and then early in the 2018 season.
That's just such a shame. I thank you for taking my call.
All right, John, I appreciate your phone call in Pittsburgh. According to Rob Manfred's report, the Astros actually tweaked how they were doing it. So initially they were using the center field monitors, or the center field cameras, excuse me, and they had monitors that were outside the dugout. And then before the 2018 season, they changed how they did their replay review, and they put it in a room that was closer to the dugout, like many different franchises and ballparks throughout the league. And so while they didn't continue with the banging of the trash cans, the replay review staff continued to decode the signs based on what they were seeing on the monitors and then pass those along to the players in the dugout. And again, I'm not suggesting in any way that the Astros were the only team to do it. We now know that the Red Sox are accused of doing something similar with their replay review room. And I'm sure there are other teams, maybe not system-wide the way it is with the Astros, but other teams in which there are players and staffers that are certainly working to use these different replay reviews and the video that they get to their advantage. But that's the point. Major League Baseball drew that line and said, I will come down hard, or we will come down hard, if you get caught using technology. And so all of the teams in baseball had been served notice. And now there's no excuse, because it was written very explicitly in the amendment to the rule book. In fact, it goes back to September 15, 2017. All clubs were put on notice. That's what Rob Manfred said. It was kind of following the Apple Watch thing with the Red Sox. Any use of electronic equipment to steal signs will be dealt with more severely by my office. And it kind of references the Red Sox incident and a memo that he sent to all clubs. So Rob Manfred's not messing around. He made it very clear this wouldn't be tolerated if he found out it was still going on. So let's not use the kindergarten excuse of they were doing it first. He started it. She did it first. I was just doing what she was doing. No, these are grown men and women. These are grown adults. You're responsible for your own actions. I don't care if every other player in Major League Baseball is doing it. That doesn't mean it's okay. I mean, seriously, I feel like an elementary school teacher. 855-212-4227. Sean is in California. Welcome to After Hours.
Yeah, hi, Amy.
Hi.
Hi, yes. Okay, so the commissioner suspended the manager and the GM for the Astros because the Astros' sign-stealing gave the Astros an unfair advantage. Well, this goes towards reparations. They benefited from the sign-stealing, and there were suspensions and a fine as well. They took future draft picks away. Well, to me, taking future draft picks away is not punishment. I would say this. I would say direct punishment would be like what happened with Lance Armstrong with his 7 titles being stripped, or even a horse race, a big horse race or any horse race where a horse bumps another horse, and that horse is then, if it wins, it's just put back in the order as far as how they decide in terms of the order of finish. That, to me, would be punishment, to take away something that's tainted that they didn't deserve because they cheated. I do want to say this. As far as I've been a Dodgers fan for 45 years, I'm not going to go there and say that they should be given to the Dodgers. It's just kind of weird, though, that both the Astros and Boston beat the Dodgers in the last two out of three World Series. So one thing I just want to say is that they are talking about Bruce Bochy being manager of the Astros. I've heard this. I was listening to other guys on the same radio. I'm here at 97.3, the fan.
Great,
and
thank you.
And people earlier were talking about Bruce Bochy maybe being the manager, or some people wanting him to be the manager. And one last thing, the general manager and the manager for Houston were suspended for 1 year. I didn't hear you say this, without pay. So I kind of look at it like the owner paying the $5 million fine is paying their salary to Major League Baseball. That's all I have to say. Thank you, Emmy. Appreciate it.
I'm sure they make more than that combined, but thank you, Sean. I appreciate your phone call. I thought it was also interesting because I read the whole 9 pages from Rob Manfred. I wanted to make sure I didn't miss anything. Plus, it was actually fascinating. I thought it was interesting that he said it doesn't matter whether or not they benefited. So he said it's not for me to decide whether or not this gave the Astros an unfair advantage. I don't even care if it gave them an unfair advantage. It's against the rules, period. So it's even worse for you if you don't feel like it helped. And yet you were still doing it. It's kind of funny too. Well, funny, not ha-ha funny, but I thought ironic that there were some Astros hitters who actually told the commissioner and the investigators that they wanted to stop. They felt like it was distracting, the whole banging on the trash cans thing, and they weren't even sure it made that much of a difference. And yet, they continued to do it. So the commissioner indicates, it's not up to me to determine how much of an advantage this gave them. It's still cheating. What a waste if it actually gave you no advantage. But that's the part that we'll never know. You can't possibly determine and separate, okay, this win, game 5 of the World Series wasn't won because of sign stealing, wasn't won because of cheating. Game 3 was. I mean, it doesn't matter. There's no way you can separate. It's similar to the steroid era in Major League Baseball. And this is why I have said I do believe that alleged or convicted, quote unquote, alleged or proven steroid users should still be in the Hall of Fame. Because you cannot tell the story of Major League Baseball without the steroid era, number one. And the Hall of Fame is supposed to tell the story of the game. Number two, how many pitchers out there were using performance-enhancing drugs? There's no way to separate, okay, that guy hit that home run because he was on PEDs, when we don't know how many more miles per hour a particular pitcher may have had in his fastball because he was on PEDs. There's no way to separate.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.